Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio. On this show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is the critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding healthcare, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the big picture of all diseases, which is the first diagram, which can be found on both of my websites, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com and drcarly.com. If you haven't yet done so, I strongly suggest that you print out those diagrams and listen to the YouTube videos posted of me explaining them. Sorry, folks, I'm multitasking here while I'm giving the intro. Facing the reality that psychopaths which control our world have created a hell on earth intentionally is a critical step forth in bringing forth an anti-hell. Overstanding the simplicity of their master template of how this hell has been created makes the antidotes equally simple. We don't need all the details. All that is necessary is for people of conscience to say no to their predators, to stop loving them, forgiving them, making excuses for them, and to stop paying cash for being harmed. It is my goal to give you the truth of what I have learned, to arm you with the confidence to ask the hard questions, which will not only cause the predators to run away, but will also cause those around you to face the monsters destroying your lives. Compromise and negotiation with evil is impossible. The enemy has been identified, and it is wearing a yarmulke. And I just want to say, if you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. In fact, I received a donation this week from Paul F. in New York, who told me that I should mention it more often on my show that I need support. Because, of course, the medical documents, research that I have to purchase to put together the following of especially the rabies scam is extremely expensive. So if you feel so moved to donate, please do so. Or you can support my work by telling family or friends to get consults for themselves or their pets and help them escape from the death and disease being caused by the medical devils. And my contact info as well as archives over the past few years can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll free at 888-320-6151. We do ask that listeners not use a toll free number to listen to the show, and you need to mute your phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever is speaking. This weekend is going to be my anti-psychopath weekend. On today's show, my guest is John Kaminsky. And tomorrow on my These Changing Times show, my guest will be J.B. Campbell. So we're going to mount a war of truth against the monsters on this flag-waving weekend. Also, you need to check out the Silver Lungs generator link on my reversingvaccineinducediseases.com site as the mad scientists continue to make more and more biowarfare agents, which they're using against us people, and we're paying for it. In fact, I found recently, I've been talking on many shows almost every day at this point about this tweaked rabies virus that they've made that's causing the cannibalism. And I have now got a document in my hot little hands, which is actually a detailed grant to the Wistar Institute of over $500,000 for them to develop a vaccine for weaponized rabies. Now, let me point out, you cannot develop a vaccine for something you don't already, that doesn't already exist and is in your possession. So this is proof positive that the monsters have made the weaponized rabies, and as we're now hearing more and more stories of cannibals all over the world, this is where we're going, folks. It's getting very ugly. So I want to say on today's show, the answer to What's Ailing America is the title of one of John Kaminsky's most excellent documents that he has written recently, Fools and Killers, The New American Electorate. John Kaminsky describes himself as a writer who lives on the Gulf Coast of Florida, constantly trying to figure out why we are destroying ourselves and pinpointing a corrupt belief system as the engine of our demise. Solely dependent on contributions from his readers, you can support his work by mail, 250 at North McCall Road, number 2, Englewood, Florida, 34223. He has a number of websites. Some of them are kind of long. The main one is johnkaminsky.info. He's also got resist.com/Kaminsky/connection.html. I would like to welcome you to the show, John. And if there's anything else in terms of contact, if you want to give out your email or in terms of, you know, other sources where they can find your excellent writings, please do tell the listeners.
No, thank you for doing that, Rebecca. That's accurate information.
Okay. So they're getting ready to wave their flags again, John. This is really driving me nuts, okay? As you state in this very important document, Fools and Killers, anyone waving an American flag is either a fool or a killer. Anyone waving an Israeli flag is the enemy of all humanity. And I love when you brought up how Mayor Amschel Rothschild did not change his underwear until it rotted. These are the kinds of people we're dealing with. So let it rip, John, because while they're all waving their flags, this is the enemy that our brainwashed military should be taking on.
Oh, it's so sad. I also said in that article that, and this is what really disturbs a lot of Americans and people elsewhere, all the people who died in all the wars of the 20th century didn't die defending their country. They died increasing the profits of Jewish bankers. Every single war. And to say that to most people, especially ordinary people on the street who don't follow us or anybody like us, they're appalled, and they it's like the first reaction that they have when you start talking about Jews in public is they look over their shoulders and say, "Who's listening?" Because people have been so brainwashed, so intimidated into not saying anything about this evil force that and that's exactly the wrong response. People who go along and pay their taxes and think they're being good citizens are actually being good slaves, because the system that they're paying taxes into is really out to kill the very taxpayers who are supporting them.
And it's becoming so obvious now, John, with this recent cannibalism situation. As a matter of fact, the CDC had posted their social media preparedness 101 zombie apocalypse, which freaked me out, because the man who wrote that, the monster that, now according to my most recent edition of Alumni Today from Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn, Ali Khan, he graduated with me in 1987. He is now, let's see here, the deputy director of emerging diseases at the CDC. And he was formerly an epidemic intelligence officer. So there you go. The CDC, Centers for Disease Creation, it's a military organization. They are creating bioweapons to kill us. And that's what's going on. And now that they've raised it to the cannibalism level, you know, we thought we lived in hell before. I mean, just imagine people eating their family members, their neighbors. We now have a report out of Waco, Texas, of a man that strangled his pet dog and then proceeded to eat it. They are creating these monsters, people, and you're going to be waving your flag this weekend. I got a problem with that. What about you, John?
Well, it sounds like that guy is perfectly qualified for the job.
Mm-hmm.
inventing new diseases, boy, where do you start with this? First of all, I can't even comprehend a lot of this. I can't comprehend it emotionally. Like, we all talk about how far we have sunk. And this is, it's beyond belief, but so many of the things they do are beyond belief. The thing I wind up saying to a lot of people and losing a lot of friends, by doing it is it is the people who have followed the rules and been, scrupulous in support of their, of America, are exactly the ones who have destroyed the country by following what they have been told to do. And not being able to distinguish between law and morality. It's like each new announcement that comes out of Washington is a new low, and most Americans sit out there nodding, yes, this is a good thing. I know after this, after that recent Supreme Court vote approving Obamacare, there were all these testimonies presented on mainstream TV about how this is a great thing for everyone. CNN.
Okay,
at the
wait.
Time.
Wait,
no,
if just, you could hold on, John, because we're going to a break. I don't want people to miss a word of what you're saying. Hold that thought. Tell us what the Communist News Network said right after the break. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where my answer today is Fools and Killers, the New American Electorate, with my special guest, John Kaminsky, right before one of the major mind control holidays, the 4th of July, where the idiots are going to be out waving their flags. And, of course, I just want to say, John, in regards to Obamacare, what I've been trying to tell people is the elephant in the room is that nothing natural is covered. There are natural solutions for everything. They complain that, quote-unquote, health care takes up one-sixth of our economy. In fact, they're creating the disease and giving drugs that cure nothing but cause side effects. And so, you know, people should be outraged. First of all, that they're hiding the natural solutions. Second of all, that they're causing the problem to begin with. So please do continue with whatever you wanted to say about the Communist News Network.
Oh, they had a headline on there after the Supreme Court vote that said it was a victory for all Americans. And on all the evening newscasts that night, they had all these people giving testimonials who were supposedly so happy that they could, that they were going to get this wonderful new benefit. But anybody with a cursory knowledge of the medical establishment knows that's exactly the opposite of what it is.
Right. Because you watch and see the insurance that's going to evolve from this Obamacare is going to force you to get vaccinated with disease to keep your insurance. It's going to force women to get their breasts radiated with mammograms that cause cancer. The list goes on and on. And it's going to be another control mechanism. And I always tell people, I haven't had insurance for 15 years. I do my own stuff, mostly homeopathy, but other also nutritional supplements. There is no way in HE double hockey sticks they're ever going to get me to get insurance. I will pay the tax, whatever it may be, the extortion, so that I can stay out of jail to continue my work. But that's what I encourage everybody to do, is learn what not to do, learn what to do, learn how to take care of your health naturally, and do not give money to these Jewish monsters. This whole idea of insurance to begin with is such a fraud. It's obviously developed to keep you in the box.
Definitely. Definitely is. Huh. We were going to talk about fools and killers, and of course this dovetails very well with Obamacare. we've been, I don't know, hypnotized or drugged or coerced into keeping our mouths shut about what's really going on. We saw it most clearly after 9/11, where everybody put their hand on their heart and started waving the flag and ceased to do any critical thinking about what was actually going on before their eyes. And we've been taught all our lives to obey our authority figures. It starts it starts early on with religion, and it's reinforced in schools where you can't ask questions that are outside the box. You have to stay in the box, and to stay in the box guarantees that you'll never see anything, because the information that we're given by this, it's almost as if the government, the media, education, entertainment are all one contiguous force, all mass. Go ahead.
I guess you have a delusion of conspiracy too, John, because I figured that out for myself years ago. And it took me a while to figure out the problem. And then, as I said at the beginning of the show, I realized they're all wearing yarmulkes. Although maybe they don't wear them in open. But you get my drift.
I do. I definitely do. And it's definitely true.
Yes.
And I don't know.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, before we get to the fools and killers thing, I found a perfect example in my local Charlotte Observer here in North Carolina. I get this paper every day just to see what they're feeding the sheep. And this is a perfect example of how insane our government operates, okay? The headline is, "Justice Won't Prosecute Holzer for Contempt." Now, we all know that the same day the Supreme Court came out with their decision to uphold Obamacare. The House found Attorney General Holder in contempt of Congress, not only civilly, but criminally as well. But we now get word from the Justice Department that they're not going to prosecute their leader. What a surprise, you know? And this is the insanity, and this just goes to show not only that Obama had put out his executive order that he was not going to allow this information that would prove how corrupt these minions are, but also Congress had to know this was going to happen. So all of their hearings are nothing but a dog and pony show. They have the Republicans, you know, pretending to argue against each other. They're all controlled by the Mossad and the Israeli government. So it's just a dog and pony show to begin with. Just taking up our time, dividing and conquering, making us, you know, fight each other. The Democrats will be waving their Democrat flag with a donkey, and the Republicans will be, you know, waving their elephant. And in fact, they're all being bamboozled. And that's why, you know, I've been trying for 15 years to get people to wake up. And I know you've been doing the same. And others like Bruce Campbell and Deanna Spingola, there's a number of us that are spending our lives trying to, you know, ring the bell and get people to face reality. And the good news is people are waking up. But it's just so discouraging how many people are brainwashed. And, of course, I know why. It's because of brain damage from vaccines, fluoride, aspartame, heavy metals, the mind control in the military, higher quote-unquote education. The list is endless. Silence on frequencies from television. So we know why the masses are in a state of mind control. But it's very interesting that they are coming out of it to a large degree, and I think that's what, you know, keeps all of us that have dedicated our lives to doing this work going. And that's why I think this is such an important holiday to have an anti-psychopath weekend with you and Bruce Campbell to really try to wake up the people. So let's get into this fools and killers, because in this outstanding document, and first of all, if you could tell people which one of your many websites they could access it on, but you actually have listed 10 points which would change everything in a heartbeat, and I want to go through them one by one.
Oh, good. I could tell you the name of that website, but I can't do it without reading it, because it's fairly long. It's www.resist.com/Kaminsky/KaminskyConnection.html.
Okay.
And that's a tough one, I know it is. But that's
okay. People can listen to the archive, they can rewind, and they can write it down. As a matter of fact, when the archive is posted on the lightofdayradioshow.com, I'll ask Sheldon Day to actually post that so that they can click right on there and get it directly. But this is one of the most important documents that you've ever written, in my opinion, because everything you say makes total sense. And actually, I want to also mention one other thing that you say, because this is, you know, I have a very dark sense of humor to keep to survive. I found this hilarious. When you wrote, two presidential candidates now clamor for our attention. A man of no discernible color and no discernible background, reading from a teleprompter the messages of our enslavement. His opponent is a champion of the golden parachute, won by clever men who ruin the lives of others by bribing their friends to remain above the law. And let me mention, also, an admitted 30-year friend of Benjamin Netanyahu. Yeah, so it's not even, you know, which one is less evil. They couldn't be more from the same cloth. As a matter of fact, the idea that Romney is going to reverse Obamacare when he passed the very first, you know, template for this in Massachusetts, if that doesn't tell us we're living an opposite day, I don't know what does. It's insane.
You know, even worse than that, I got news the other day of something I suspected for a long time, and that is that all the leaders of Russia down through time, before and after, or certainly after the Bolshevik Revolution, and after the overthrow of Gorbachev and Yeltsin and all of those people, including Putin, are Jewish, and all of Putin's advisors are Jewish. So this whole debate about Russia rattling its sabers to defend the honor of Syria, it's a put-up job. They're all in it together. And the whole world is being strangled by this Talmudic monster that's invisible to most people.
Exactly. And the elephant in the room on that one, you know, as we've seen, all of this whole Arab Spring and all the Arab uprisings, which we know were all basically put in place by the CIA and the Mossad, what are they doing? They're getting rid of the Arab leaders who are against usury and who know what the Zionists are up to. So that's the bottom line. And it's so obvious to anybody that knows anything about the true history of these areas. And now what's happening with Syria, we're hearing about that, you know, 24/7 on cable news. And so we know where we're going. We're marching into Syria, and we'll see how many innocents are you know, killed off there. And then, you know, as the Palestinian Israeli peace talks continue, whenever I hear that, I crack up. Of course, we know that almost all of the bombings that are occurring in Israel are false flag operations. The Mossad is killing their own people so they can blame it on the Palestinians, who only have, you know, a satchel of rocks. They barely can survive. They don't have any food. And so, of course, they're not off building all these IEDs. This is just, you know, multiple false flags. False flags have become like a way of life in the world. And I'm shocked that more people don't get it.
Oh, I have been, too. In fact, I was about to say that. But they turn away, and I'm really puzzled by it, actually, because the evidence is so overwhelming that you can't fail to notice it. And yet, so much of what calls itself the opposition on the Internet refuses to address that squarely. They beat around the bush. They use all these synonyms. And I'm puzzled by it. I just don't understand how people could be this stupid. I know all the reasons, but they're betraying themselves by doing it. I have a family, like many of us do, that thinks I'm a nut job, and I shouldn't be challenging what the government says or what doctors say. And I just look at them, and it's incomprehensible to me that people can't wake up and address in a functional way the people who are killing them. It's like truth has all been turned upside down now, and people, I guess, are not sure enough of their own beliefs to say, no, all of this is wrong. All of the people in Congress are mass murderers. recently I got some information about Ron Paul. Everybody had jumped on the Ron Paul bandwagon, including me, a while back.
Yes.
And yet, when you examine what he said about the Federal Reserve, the legislation he proposes does nothing. In fact, it only repeats what has been done in the past, and it's just a ruse to get people going in the direction. And as people look frantically around for somebody to back or an organization to join or some cause to promote, there's nothing out there. There's only a few individual people, most of whom we know, who are saying, no, look at this. Look at what's going on. It's all backwards. It's all upside down. And as a result, Americans, as I said in Fools and Killers, are the greatest killers in the world, because we have how many hundreds of 180 some countries we have military operations going on in, and so many innocent people we've killed over the past two centuries, and our soldiers come home and say, oh, we're heroes, and there are all these glowing tributes on television to their bravery. It's not bravery at all. It's the ultimate in cowardice. America has never picked a fight with anybody its own size. They go around stomping out the little people. And that's our karma, because now the little people here are getting stomped out, and this is their reward for being patriotic and supporting this great American way of life.
Right. Well, okay, I have to comment on a couple of things. First of all, people don't want to be politically incorrect. They don't want to use hate speech. They don't want to be perceived as anti-Semitic, which, of course, the Jews aren't even Semites to begin with. But it's really funny. We have a very common experience. My own family treats me the same way. They're dying off one by one. Both of my parents were killed by the medical mafia in the last 2 years. Now my younger sister is dying from chemo and radiation from her breast cancer that she got from getting yearly mammograms, even though I was telling her mammograms cause cancer. You know, they don't listen to me. So I don't even waste my breath anymore. I'm like, oh, okay, let me know, you know, have your children let me know when you're dead, and, you know, basically I'll send some flowers. Whatever. I don't even care anymore, because these people have a duty to themselves and their children to check things out for themselves. If people can't smell a rat by now, then as far as I'm concerned, they're already gone. And, you know, I always tell people on my show as well, we're already dead, so get rid of your fear, stand up, check things out, learn how to say no, because this year is going to be very important in terms of the enslavement. The boots are coming down. You can just feel it.
I'll tell you what's even more dangerous than that, what more damaging than that, is all of these so-called commentators who insist that they're members of the opposition, who are delivering partial solutions that don't name the real culprits, are misleading a lot of people who could cross over the line and be very effective against this tyranny, but they're misled into, like I say, partial solutions, where it's the Shabbatai and Frankists, not all the Jews, or it's the Zionists, or it's the communists, or it's one small subsection of Jews, and this is really hurting the opposition, because it prevents us from focusing on the real problem, which, if you really do your history lessons, which you can never find in schools, you find out that this has been going on for a very long time, using the same techniques with the same results.
Right. So how would you identify the enemy? I talk about people of conscience versus psychopaths. And the psychopaths are very easy to identify based on, you know, their actions. But how would you describe the enemy?
Well, for simplicity's sake, I take the Talmudic philosophy as the problem, and have said over and over again that there is it's a moral crime against humanity to defend Jews, Judaism, Israel, liberals, any of the Jewish subsections are all working together to kill or enslave the entire population of the world. They got their hooks into every single country. All of this rhetoric between China and the U.S., between India and Pakistan, between Israel and Egypt. It's all controlled on both sides by Jewish penetration. I just had this argument with a well-meaning guy in Colorado who's been speaking out about the subject for a long time, and he still doesn't understand that our entire lives on every level have been infected by this Jewish subterfuge that makes the excuses that gives us a totally artificial reality. And when we try to find authenticity, we're not going to find it. And as a result, people are twisted and conflicted into silence without really knowing what to do, without really seeing themselves. And we wind up wringing our hands and not knowing what to do. Well, what we have to do is arrest all those people. And of course, that's a very difficult proposition since they control all the guns and control all
and
the
military
and police elements. I mean, try to tell a cop some of this and he'll throw you in jail.
Right. Well, and also, too, I was laughing to myself as you were saying that. I guess this guy in Colorado has never been to the hospital or in court or anything like that if he doesn't see the master template overlay of the Talmud, as you said, and the good old Kol Nidre, where they take an oath not to keep their oath. I mean, that's basically in all areas of life. As a matter of fact, the book I'm working on, How Did the Hippocraticals Become the Hypocriticals, First Do No Harm has now become Create Disease and Kill People. You know, lawyers and judges are going after the innocent and protecting the psychopaths. The list is endless. And, of course, we all know what the politicians are doing. But what people have to realize, like I said, is that they're already dead. If they don't start doing their own research, and I always tell people, don't believe anything I say. We've been lied to about everything. Check things out for yourself. It's going to take some time. Yes, you're going to have to dedicate a certain amount of time to save yourself. And stop looking for somebody to save you, be it a divine being, a man in the sky, be it, I've been getting all these emails now about this Drake individual that's telling us we have won, the good ETs are taking care of business, and this is the weekend. Just sit back and watch the fireworks. I mean, give me a break. How obvious can it be that they're just basically giving you something else to believe in so that you don't have to take up, you know, your responsibility for yourselves and your loved ones. We are our own heroes, and I loved what you said. I got so many notes in front of me here. When you were on Deanna's show, and I highly recommend you all listen to Deanna Spingola's interview with John Kaminsky on June 2nd, where you said, a person's integrity is measured by how vehemently he is opposed by the Jews. I love that.
That's a famous phrase. I wanted to mention one thing about this. I get a lot of comments from my dear friends and supporters who say, surely you don't mean it's all Jews. What about those good Jews who are out there? And I actually have developed a little litmus test for them to test out for themselves. First of all, you need to find a Jew who you don't mind losing as a friend, if you think he is a friend, and simply ask him a question about the Holocaust and watch his reaction or her reaction. Watch his eyes shift back and forth, looking for some kind of evasive answer, anything but to confront the actual question. And
right.
that person will never be your friend again. And he will probably conspire to do something nasty to you in the future. But if you do that, no matter who it is, the most compassionate, kind, and liberal, there are a lot of compassionate, kind, and liberal Jews out there. But if you ask them that question, just watch their faces and see how it changes. And then you will never ask me again if it's not all Jews.
Or you can ask them about the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. I used to do a radio show on RBN with a woman who was Jewish and who actually was going rabid on me. If I brought up anything about the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, because very amazingly, see if I can act. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where I answer today's fools and killers, the new American electorate, with my special guest, John Kaminsky. And before the break, we were talking about, you know, how to find out if somebody that is in your life, a friend, is willing to consider the truth. And John was talking about, the hollow hoax. I had suggested you also bring up this protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Janet Phelan used to do a show with me on RBN. She actually came to my house a couple of years ago, spent a week here, went through mountains of documents showing what was done to my son because of what I do, and wrote a very excellent article published in the American's Bulletin, which you can find on drcarly.com. But when we started talking during one show about these protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, she went rabid on me. And what I brought up, and this is what I always bring up, a most amazing one sentence of the last paragraph of the 10th protocol, and this is what it says. It is indispensable to trouble in all countries the people's relations with their governments, so as to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension, hatred, struggle, envy, torture, starvation, by the inoculation of diseases, which is in capital letters, by the way, by want, so that the goy see the see no other issue than to take refuge in our complete sovereignty in money and in all else. That one sentence explains everything going on now. But if you read the rest of that book, it's like a play-by-play. And for any person of Jewish, you know, whatever, background, to defend this and call it a fraud, you know, to me it's like you telling them the sky is blue and they're trying to convince you it's green. Give me a break. So I'm just saying that that's another way to test them, because if they can't face the fact that the plan has been put not only in that document, there's many others, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, I'm sure you're aware of that document. These psychopaths love to put things in writing and share it with each other. And then through, you know, the higher divine source of truth and good, I don't call it God, whatever you want to call it, but I know that there is such a source, and it's nothing that Drake's promoting, obviously. But, you know, these things do come into the public, and when you read these things, then you say to yourself, they're telling us what they're doing.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Back in 1990, I was editor of a newspaper in New Hampshire that started out being an entertainment paper, but I turned it into an anti-war paper during the Gulf War. And many of my supporters were Jewish because I hadn't figured it out yet. I was a drifting, bleeding heart liberal who was just against war in general, and I was railing against what America was doing to Iraq. Then I got fired from the paper by its new Jewish owner, and started my own paper. It's called the New England Pilgrim in Brattleboro. And one day I did a very introductory, superficial, and exploratory article on the Protocols of Zion. And overnight, this spread like an epidemic. Overnight, I mean, there were Jewish people in Brattleboro who held fundraisers for me to support my newspaper. But when I did that, they ran me right out of town. They all turned their backs on me. And at the time I thought, what the hell's going on here? The Jews are just another ethnic group. And since that time, over the last 20, 22 years, I have discovered something so sinister, so pervasive, so complete, that I have said over and over again that every piece of information that we received in our lives has been screened by a Jewish censor to stay in line with their purposes of destabilizing all societies for the purpose of conquering them. And now, 22 years later, we see that that's pretty much happened all over the world, that we can't say anything about Jews without being accused of being a werewolf. And people have been intimidated and coerced and blackmailed into silence about this. And I said the other day in one of my stories, I forget which one, that if you come out and talk about the Jews in relation to 9-1-1, you automatically cut your future income by half. Because as so many broadcasters and journalists have found out, the minute you cross that line, you're going to have a hell of a hard time finding a job.
But we must do so, because I was holding off. One of my loyal listeners was trying to get me to start studying the Holocaust for a long time, and my answer was, I got enough on my plate just dealing with the bioweapons. You know, I don't have time for that. But finally she convinced me to start listening to Deanna Spingola's shows on the subject, because as far as I'm concerned, Deanna is one of the most, educated people on this matter, and now her new book is out. I don't have the title of it in front of me. But I finally started listening, and I was like, whoa, this is critical, because between the Hollow Hoax and 911, if people would wrap their heads around those two things, not to mention, as I said, the creation of all diseases and all the rest of it. I mean, how much is it going to take, people, for you to start to ask yourself, am I going to keep paying for this? Am I going to pay for my own destruction? And just like you said, John, everything, every aspect of our life has been corrupted by these monsters. I encourage people to go to Sherry Schreiner's website, The Talmud Tidbits. Read some of the little tidbits in the Talmud, what they actually put in their quote-unquote holy document. It's okay to have sex with children as long as they're under 9 years old. You know, it's okay to lie, cheat, steal, or kill the goy. The list is endless. These are psychopaths. This is like a bloodline thing. And it reminds me of the story. There's different versions, but, you know, where the scorpion asked the frog for, you know, a ride across the river, and the frog said, no, you'll bite me. And the scorpion said, of course I won't. And so the scorpion jumps on the frog, and of course the scorpion, you know, bites or stings the frog, and the frog dies and drowns. And as he's going down, he says, how could you do this? And the scorpion's answer was, it's in my nature. And that's what we have to face. It's in their nature. They are con people. They are psychopaths. They don't know what love is. As a matter of fact, I have been convinced that in the spiritual anatomy, they don't have anything above the third chakra. It's just like a black void.
You suppose circumcision does that?
Well, circumcision is highly involved in causing hatred for women. I've done a lot of shows on circumcision as well. But obviously, that's a really sick tradition that they have, and I have a document someplace here, and especially when it's done by one of these moils, you know, on the eighth day, and they have a big party, and the moil has this little cigar cutter thing that he uses to take off the foreskin, and then he performs fellatio on the eighth day old. And recently in Brooklyn, there was a case where the moil gave the baby herpes, and the baby died. So, right. You know, it's pretty sick. But it's always the big picture. I deal with the big picture. But, yeah, circumcision is pretty sick.
Well, we could go in a lot of directions on this, but I think one of the more important things for people to realize is that when you have Jews in the opposition, Jews like Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz and all of these other people who are afraid to call a Jew a Jew, if you accept the information that they promote as valuable to yourself, you're really sabotaging yourself. And this is, I think, our greatest obstacle into putting together a coalition of of sincere people who just want to live their lives to get these criminals out of office and into jail where they belong. We can't keep going accepting that we're going to be able to repair this system. This system was flawed from the outset. No amount of tinkering is going to correct it without the mass arrests and, in most cases, execution of people who have led the United States throughout the 20th century. And I know that's seems like a kind of a pie-in-the-sky statement given the tremendous advantage they have in weapons and propaganda, but there's no alternative to that. We cannot expect to live reasonable, happy lives as long as these people remain in power. And it's like when you start investigating American presidents and American politicians and American trends, it goes back as far as you want to go to the foundation of the Republic, where the Jews got in early on. Haim Solomon had Thomas Jefferson and James Madison on retainer on a monthly stipend of like $20 a month, which was a lot of dough back then. So the whole thing was foul from the beginning, and until people realize that and realize that the price they're paying for that is going to be their own lives and the lives of their family, we're really just whistling Dixie and going nowhere. So going back to the people who insist they're part of the opposition, these very clever writers who are able to divert our attention into dead end, I used to call them dead end streets, where you spend years of effort trying to overcome some problem, and then when you get to the end of it...
TalkRadio.com. You could say that we're all talk.
Awesome interview with Cynthia McKinney, Congresswoman from Georgia.